It's a family outing. It's a family reunion of artists, a family reunion of audiences. It's a family tradition in the Lehigh Valley. And now it's entering its 16th fabulous season. It's happening again. You've got to be there. The area's finest musicians gather, more than 18 acts, with some new voices, Hot Bijou, Dina Hall, Greg Edwards, and special appearance of the kids of El Sistema. And the finale complete with a Christmas tree that we always look forward to, and the entire cast, a Santa-like special guest, and a grippingly new musical farewell. It's happening Sunday, November the 25th at 7 p.m. It's the 16th annual Lehigh Valley Christmas at the recently dedicated Miller Symphony Hall, formerly the Allentown Symphony Hall. Again, this is WDIY Allentown Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host, Kate Scuffle, we chat together with Miriam Huertas, the producer, and Mike Prasukas, the musical director. Welcome, guys.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Oh, hi. Yeah. It's a joy.
It's now officially the holiday season.
It is.
with this interview.
So it's hard to believe a year has passed. I remember talking with you guys last year about the concert, and we covered a little bit of the history and talking about the really special environment. It really is a reunion for not only the audiences who come to the concert every year as a kind of family tradition, but for the artists involved. I know, having been backstage in the past, it's just an extraordinary spirit there.
I would say that very much so. That to me has always been the most special part of it, because I'm usually running around backstage and up and down into the green room and just dealing with everybody, and everybody's in such a great mood. It's really so much fun.
And it's really a gas to be backstage. Donna is usually there stage managing. Would she be with you again?
Absolutely. I would not do this concert without Donna Kistler.
That's absolutely.
The day she quits, I quit.
She's coordinating everything, and the acts are already right before they go on. They're all standing in enthusiasm and excitement. Yeah. That's really part of it. I wish the audience could see or live through some of that.
I know what you mean, George. Yeah, it really is. It would be exciting if everybody could see that. You can't imagine how much scurrying is going on around the hallways there. Yeah.
Backstage cam. That's what you need.
The front stage. I mean, we don't ever capture this on video. It's like, really need to work on that. I think this is the year that we really should try to capture this. Vince, I hope you're listening. we might need a good videographer.
Yes.
It deserves it, though. And we were saying, too, it's interesting, it's wonderful and exciting for the artists, but I take it for granted. We were saying we really want to share with our listening audience. One of the hallmarks, one of the things that's really special about it, I think, is that it's common, Christmas caroling, there's a tradition of Christmas music. You go to, the children's concerts and the this and that, and you hear the Christmas music you love. But there's nowhere else I know that you could go and hear artists really leave their mark on it, hear the Christmas music in a way you've never heard it before. And I think that's one of the things that's really exciting about this concert.
It is. People just really have put their heart and soul behind this project and what they do with these songs, and just making them so different and so unique, and making it their own. It's really quite special.
Yeah. A lot of the musicians I know go out, to come up with a really their own arrangement and some unique twist on it. Or even doing something that may have been done before, but in their own special way. You very rarely hear things like, "Oh, that's like the old, Perry Como." You're not hearing that, which is not that there's anything wrong with that, but
it's
very
truly
nice.
Amazing, because between jazz and rock and blues and folk music and Celtic and pop music, you would think, well, everybody that you've asked to play, and we're going to name them in very short. Moment, but they all want to do, for example, The Grinch That Stole Christmas. Now, how do you have 18 musicians want to do the same piece? Who
actually, no one ever wanted to do that.
No.
Except Zander Price.
That's a tough little song, I'll tell you.
But who coordinates that? That is, everyone isn't singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, for example.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I do that, you know, and I hound people and what are you playing? And so they do share with me, and it kind of puts it into perspective in terms of, you know, what we're going to play and when they appear on the program and not to have too many very slow and, you know, the mood and all that. So it is really important, and I do ask people to think about it, obviously. But we go to print with the program long before they really may have, you know, everything in place because it is November, it's early November, and the concert takes place in Thanksgiving Sunday. But, you know, it really is important that we don't have too many people doing similar things. You know, they really want to stand out, and the musicians want to as well. Every once in a while, someone's disappointed that they had their heart set on a song and it was already taken. But
Well, I admire you very much because you have to really coordinate the songs so that they're not all the same. Or, as you said, some are very high and some are kind of like solemn and gentle. But then you also have to coordinate with which band is playing what and who comes on to change drums and all that stuff. So that's another coordinative thing that we don't think
of. Well, actually, we have a back line that stays set. Yeah. We have a baby grand piano. We have the whole back line stays set throughout the whole time to minimize the downtime.
It is really fast-paced. Even with that, well, you know how fast-paced it is, but it still is quite a – that's quite a chore in itself, making sure that you get you're not taking 10 people off and 10 people on. You kind of do juxtapose things like that. So you've got a duo, and then your 8-piece horn band, you know.
Exactly.
Well, that's kind of exciting for the audience. I think for the audience, you see so many musicians in the course of the night. Everyone's limited to 2 songs, unless there's...
unless you're playing with Mayor Pulowski, and then they get a third song.
They get
a
bonus.
Bonus track.
Bonus track. But there's this incredible variety of styles, genres, artists, people jamming with each other don't usually play together. That energy, that kind of nonstop speed is also part of the fun, and I feel like it's really interactive with the audience.
It really
is. It feels
is.
Really comfortable.
Well, you know, that's why we have really great MCs, and I think that's a really another, you know, great piece of this is that we have really wonderful MCs who can keep it going. So while people are setting up the next band, they're talking about, you know, whether it's WDIY, who is our musical, you know, sponsor this year, or, you know, whomever else, you know, Don Cunningham, the mayor is one, my boss, Tony Einel, is an MC, and just people who can keep it, you know, going and keep it live.
Yeah,
it's really important because you don't want that dead time. You don't want, you know, and like here radio. They are, and then they're not ready. Exactly, it's like radio.
Well, I was going to. Do we want to go quickly through a list of? I'm going to talk about.
Let's name
some of our favorites and some of the folks that are new this year to the concert. But quickly, just reading from the poster, we've got Zen for Primates. We've got Jake Kalikas and the New Constitution. Giancarlo Sanchez, Cunningham and Associates, Todd Wolf, Roberta Meek, Blackwater, El Sistema, The Large Flowerheads, BC Combo, Hot Bijou, Dave Fry, Ella Canta, James Bartley and Jerry
Piggies,
Dina Hall, Greg Edwards and Friends, James Super and Mariah Woodford Band, which is an amazing mix.
17.
Is it 17?
We did 17. Okay. I thought it was 18, I counted the mayor twice.
Now, some of the new faces for the, well, at least for the concert, Hot Bijou sound fascinating to me. Can you tell us a little bit about them, the sound?
Yeah, they're a great band that we saw here locally. They were actually from Brooklyn initially. They've now actually moved into the area, I think. Really great Parisian sound. They do they do old Musette type of music. They do a couple different things, but a fantastic accordion player. And a singer. And
a really great singer. I mean, she sounds really, like an old black lady. I mean, she is really great. She's young and beautiful.
Yeah. It's just, they're really good at what they do. I mean, you've seen people doing that. There's other bands. That's kind of very hip right now. There's a lot of, but this guy is a fantastic accordion player. I have to say, I really look forward to seeing him again.
You just happen to hear them locally, is that?
Yeah.
Actually, we caught him at the bookstore on Adams Street on the south side. And, and then we know that place is just a little...
And they are kind of specializing in that type of music. Okay. They do like old style jazz, you know, from the 20s and 30s. Yeah. And that's kind of what they're definitely into, the old Hot Club of Paris type of thing. So they're just really good.
Very
I'm excited
good.
About
Very
that.
Good.
And that's going to be an interesting epic flavor to throw into the mix. Mm-hmm. And speaking of jazz, Greg Edwards, who's going to be playing with Friends Greg's not done the concert before, right?
Greg has not, and I recently met Greg's, I would say, within the last year and a half or 2 years, and he is a pastor in Allentown. He is Life Resurrected Church, and he is a really, really great pastor and just a really wonderful human being. And then I found out that he's this amazing jazz saxophone player, and so I, you know what, let's get him, you know. So I took some doing, but I think he loves to perform. I'm not exactly sure who he's performing with. Friends, you know, Craig Edwards and Friends. So I know it's going to be great, and he's also actually going to be backing James Bartley and Jerry Pegues. And so they're you know, amazing soul singers, and you know, gospel tradition. So I think that's going to be really fun, having, you know, the two of them, you know, join forces with Greg. So I think that I'm looking forward to that.
And then, interesting to me, El Sistema, which I know a little bit about the program. I have not heard the kids play. We could do a little bit of quick background. El Sistema is, the Allentown Symphony is sponsoring the program at, if I'm correct, I have notes
Roosevelt.
Here. Yes. And it's based on a program in Venezuela that's incredibly successful, using music to help children to discover their creativity, help them in their schoolwork, create a sense of all kinds of good things, and I'm suddenly run out of
self. It's a fantastic program, which I thought Allentown was lucky enough to have this. I mean, it's an amazing program that's, you know, now in use internationally, you know,
Stephen Liu, who actually is a bass player, he actually played with us last year. And so I had this idea, you know, hey, let's try to get the kids involved, and they'll be doing both instrumentation and some vocals. So I'm really looking forward to that. We've used the Allentown School District kids, you know, Larry Flynn. And so we just thought it was a wonderful opportunity to really include these Allentown kids. And it's just so important. I mean, their grade scores have gone up, you know, considerably. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's from like 97%. And it used to be like, you know, 40-some percent. I mean, it really is substantial, the amount of influence that this, you know, positive influence that this has on test scores. So it's just something that's really, they need the support, and I just really want to, you know, help, you know, present them in the
showcase
best possible
that,
way.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's exciting that the symphony is involved in supporting it as well. So it's a nice mix.
It really is.
If anyone does not know of that program, you can just look it up online, and it's an amazing thing. You'll instantly be struck by how positive and monumental this is in people's lives from the original Venezuelan
roots. Venezuelan program, apparently 350,000 children have passed through it. It's just really been life-changing for them.
I think you mentioned very briefly there were 50, how many kids?
I think there's like 50-some kids that are part of the program, but I think he's bringing about 35.
Oh, wonderful.
And I was like, originally when he told me there's like 57 kids, I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know if we have that many chairs, but, you know, I'm sure we do, but, you know, it's just the thought of trying to get that many people through, especially young ones. So,
That's true. Just on and off the stage.
Donna, I think Donna kissed Slo. I didn't tell her about this yet. No.
Donna?
It's not Donna approved.
Oh, great, great. Again, we want to remind listeners that it is Sunday, November the 25th, starting at 7 p.m. That's a different curtain time than we're accustomed to in the Lehigh Valley for theater, but not for the Lehigh Valley Christmas. So it's 7 p.m. beginning, and we want you to contact tickets are, of course, available from the Allentown Symphony Hall, which is Miller Symphony Hall now. And you can call the telephone number, if you would. It's 610-432-6715, or contact them on the web at allentownsymphonyhall.org. We're going to listen to just a bit of the music that we are very excited about. As well as you are, I'm sure. It's Jeanette Isabella with Darlene Finelli is doing the piece.
It's a beautiful rendition.
Great. Here it is.
Bring a torch, and that is a pile of bring a torch to the For program support on WDIY, we thank Touchstone Theater on Bethlehem's South Side, presenting Going Green the Wong Way. Created and performed by Christina Wong, this true life adventure takes us from Christina's confrontational sixth grade science project to her wandering years as a missionary of recycling to her true calling as Los Angeles's patron martyr of carbon-free living. November 16th and 17th. For tickets and information, 610-867-1689 or touchstone.org.
Caroling, caroling, now we go. Christmas bells are ringing. Caroling, caroling through the snow. Christmas bells are ringing. Joyous voices, sweet and clear. Sing the sad old heart to cheer. Ding dong, ding dong. Christmas bells are ringing.
It's Lehigh Valley Christmas 2012, and we remember you from 1997, and we love you. What you heard going out was Jeanette Isabella by Darlene Finelli singing, of course, and coming back to Lehigh Valley Art Salon WDIY 88.1 was Caroling Caroling with Zen for Primates. Our guest is, Mike Krasukas and Miriam Huertas. Welcome again.
Thank you. Doesn't that make you happy just listening to those songs? I don't know. Maybe it's me. I love these CDs. I do. They just make me giddy. I love it. I really do. I think we picked two of my favorite tracks.
Good, good.
I was thinking, listening to it, I wouldn't know how to choose. God love you. I mean,
no, and back when we were doing those recordings, we spent so much time doing them. You do it all summer long. Yeah. You knew them. You were with them. It was really fun, and so you never forget them for many reasons.
Well, I don't want to miss, we were talking about some of the new faces this year, and I didn't want to neglect, we ran out of time there, Dina Hall, who listeners here at the station will know. And Dina will be performing, she does Live from Godfrey Daniels here on WNDIY. She's also a singer-songwriter, and she plays with the Backbeat. I don't know if it'll just be Dina with the concert, or
actually, she has three people. Okay. But then she's doing two tunes. But mm-hmm. I know Mo Durant, she was going to be working with on percussion, and someone else. But I can't believe that all these years we've been working doing this. Yeah. This is the first time Dina is part of it because she's such a staple in the Lehigh Valley now. So
actually,
I'm really
when you said
forward.
That Dina was joining you for the first time, haven't I heard Dina at the concert? I feel like I have. No.
Yeah, she's really great. We love Dina.
And she actually, it was interesting, Logic and the Heart, I think, is her latest, it's September 2011, her last CD. So we'll have Dina, Hot Bijou, Greg Edwards, and El Sistema as some of the new faces this year. And again, I would imagine it's... How do you draw the line at some point and say that's it? I mean, I guess 17 is enough. That's why. Let's say that's enough art. We can't go any later.
Well, actually, I screwed up and I told someone early on that they would be on and then I forgot about them. And so I thought it was going to be 16. I'm thinking, 10 more minutes. What does it matter? So we actually squeezed another person in. But, it really is difficult. I think one of the things we were saying as we were driving over here that I think for next year, everyone who's on this list, we're going to start off new. And so if you're on this list this year, you're not going to be on next year. Maybe.
That is one of the hardest things because over the years, it's so many people and you just can't have it. You want to have everybody back.
Exactly.
And you can't.
Yeah.
There's just so much great talent in the Lehigh Valley.
On, it gets
well, that's one of the lovely things,
impossible.
Too, is it? I mean, we take it for granted, but stating the obvious, but it's a great showcase of local, regional talent. That's the other fabulous
really.
Thing about it. It's this amazing concert and it's homegrown.
Exactly.
You know?
One of the exciting things, of course, is the finale. And every year it's a little bit different. And people don't know this in the audience, but it's so much excitement backstage knowing what we're going to
Everyone's
accomplish
gonna be out there.
At that finale. This year it's very special because there's a very kind of Leonard Cohen type atmosphere to the ending. Is that right?
Yes, yes. It's actually a tune of his that we're going to be doing, Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Which... I must say, I was saying this before, I had not been aware of. I mean, now I know that so many people know that song, and it has been, but I had
was just turned onto it about a year and a half ago, I guess. Someone was telling me about this. And I first heard Katie Lang doing it. It was my first. I actually did not hear the Leonard Cohen version. And it just, phenomenal song. So,
Very moving.
Brought him to tears, if I can say.
Oh.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And a gorgeous choice to end the evening because it'll be, there's so much emotion. And I mean, emotion, wonderful. It's a happy night. It's exciting. It's the kickoff of the season. It's early enough. This isn't an end of Christmas concerts that day, you know, Thanksgiving weekend. Mm-hmm. And we're ready to go.
I think it's such a powerful song. I love that song. Yeah. And I just think that there's such significance, especially in today's time. And we just really need to do more things that bring out that passion and those things that we have inside us. And I think it's so important to, you know, if you cry, you cry. And I think that's a good thing, you know. And I think it's just important to showcase all these wonderful musicians.
Oh, absolutely.
The vocals are amazing and the lyrics are incredible. So I know it's going to be great.
So if you're out there and you love Christmas, and you better love Christmas, as we all do, because
Santa
it's so traditional.
Come.
That's right.
So is the tradition of the Lehigh Valley Christmas. This year it's 2012, and I'm sure if you are enjoying jazz, blues, pop, rock, folk, Celtic, and anything in between, it will be there just for you. Incidentally, Steve Aronson, who is our master engineer and helps us whistle through our working here at WDIY, he is giving away tickets to the Lehigh Valley Christmas 2012 during his show tonight on Folk Classic. So we want you to listen in, and thank you, Steve, for making us whistle, would you? Thank you. we enjoy this very much, and thank you, Miriam and Michael, for being with us again for this Christmas.
That's always, it's our pleasure. Thank you so much. It's really an important.
You guys are now the start of our Christmas season. Coming on the show.
Our own holiday tradition.
Good. We'll see you all at the Symphony Hall.